Welcome. You're listening to a podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. I'm Ron Fraser. Well, happy Nowruz, everyone. Nowruz is the Baha'i New Year, which starts on the first day of spring, and it feels like a new year down here in the Emerald Coast. The weather is really beautiful. Flowers are bursting out all over. I thought I'd let you know that we haven't forgotten about you. It's been an amazingly chaotic time for Sandy and myself. We moved to Florida in 2001 to be near to my parents. My mom passed away a couple years ago. My dad is now needing more help, so we've decided to build a house closer to where he lives, and that's taken quite a lot of energy. Sandy and I are both studying Spanish, too. That's taking a lot of time because we're both doing so badly. we're just so confused with verb conjugations. I'm sure that those of you who speak Spanish know what we're struggling through. My family business that's been providing our income has taken a nosedive, and it did take a nosedive back in the fall, and it's sort of recovering now. So we've had to eliminate the salaries of all the family members to keep the thing afloat, and that's added to the chaos. So I tried starting some new businesses, but none of them have done anything either. So it's just been, it's such a time, I tell you. And the list just keeps going on and on. Deepak Chopra says that life is inherently chaotic, and to be really healthy, we need to embrace the chaos. So I don't think we're quite where we want to be with that yet, but we're working on it. And we're still not ready to do one of our normal podcast. This is just going to be a quick one, I think. I want to do one about the life of the Bab, and he was the forerunner of Baha'u'llah, something like John the Baptist was for Jesus. And I want to do another one about the life of Abdu'l-Bahá, the oldest son of Baha'u'llah, who is really an amazing guy. We have hundreds of great stories about him. But both of those take a little bit of research, because I want to do a good job when we do those, and just haven't got to that yet. Something came up the other day. I was talking to Bill Dvorak, who does the Ask a Baha'i podcast, and he said that someone told him that Baha'u'llah couldn't be the return of Christ because the Christian ministers would have announced it. I think the guy was serious. But ask yourself, why would the Christian ministers announce a new religion that has no clergy? They'll have to find a new job if too many people become Baha'is. Here's what Baha'u'llah wrote in the Book of Certitude about the clergy and their ability to guide people to the new religions. While you listen to this quote, think about how the Jewish scholars reacted to Jesus 2,000 years ago. How accurate was the information that they gave to the Jews? How willing were they to announce a new religion? Okay, here's Baha'u'llah's words. Leaders of religion in every age have hindered their people from attaining the shores of eternal salvation, inasmuch as they held the reins of authority in their mighty grasp, some for the lust of leadership, others through want of knowledge and understanding, have been the cause of the deprivation of the people. By their sanction and authority, every prophet of God hath drunk from the chalice of sacrifice and winged his flight unto the heights of glory. What unspeakable cruelties they that have occupied the seats of authority and learning have inflicted upon the true monarchs of the world, those gems of divine virtue. Content with transitory dominion, they have deprived themselves of an everlasting sovereignty. Thus their eyes beheld not the light of the countenance of the well-beloved, nor did their ears hearken unto the sweet melodies of the bird of desire. For this reason, in all sacred books, mention hath been made of the divines of every age. Thus he saith, quote, O people of the book, why disbelieve the signs of God to which ye yourselves have been witnesses? That's a quote from the Quran. And he also saith, quote, O people of the book, why clothe ye the truth with falsehood? why wittingly hide the truth? That's another quote from the Quran. Again, he saith, quote, say, O people of the book, why repel believers from the way of God? That's another quote from the Quran. It is evident that by the people of the book, who have repelled their fellow men from the straight path of God, is meant none other than the divines of that age, whose names and character have been revealed in the sacred books and alluded to in the verses and traditions recorded therein, were you to observe with the eye of God. That's the end of that section from Baha'u'llah. That's from the Kitab-e-Iqan, page 14. There's an interesting story from about 1860 while Baha'u'llah was living in Baghdad. A Muslim clergyman came to Baha'u'llah saying that he represented a group of clergymen who requested that Baha'u'llah perform some miracle to prove that he was a messenger of God. Baha'u'llah said that it was not right to ask for such proofs, but he would accept their request. All he asked was that they agree on one miracle, and after that miracle was performed, they would all accept his station as the new messenger of God. The clergyman went back to the other clergymen, who argued for 3 days and could not come up with a miracle that they felt was difficult enough that Baha'u'llah would be unable to do it. Now, what does this show? It shows that they knew that he really was the messenger of God and could do whatever he wanted. It shows their primary motivation was not to lose their own authority. There have been Muslim and Christian scholars and clergymen who have become Baha'is themselves, but they are unusual. When these people become Baha'is, they usually become exceptional Baha'is because they must be more detached. What I mean is, it's relatively easy for someone like me to become a Baha'i. I simply have to change my ideas. They weren't that good to begin with. So. But for a clergyman to become a Baha'i, he has to change his job too. I'm almost 60 years old. If I was a Christian minister and my choice was to stay in my job preaching the Bible or become a Baha'i and learn how to sell insurance or become a greeter at Walmart, I think I'd look for every possible excuse not to become a Baha'i, even if I had to make up excuses. Well, maybe that's enough ranting. Send us your ideas for podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. I wanted to say hi to Daphne in Ontario. Daphne is no longer able to attend as many Baha'i events as she would like, so her daughter's been putting our podcasts on CD. And I tell you, this just tickles us to no end. Hi also to a Baha'i friend in Western Australia who's the only Baha'i in her town and uses our podcast to feel plugged into the faith a little bit. That also thrills us. And hi to all of you out there. We still get about 250 people a day listening to some of our old podcasts. It gives us a warm feeling to know that we're being of some small service to you. We'll get back to it in earnest, hopefully in May, after Sandy's Spanish class is finished. So for now, buenos dias. You've been listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. If you'd like to learn more about the Baha'i faith, the international website is baha'i.org. You'll find information about the faith, and there's also links to the Baha'i communities in several dozen countries around the world. Or you can check out our blog at ecbp.blogspot.com. That's ecbp.blogspot.com. There'll be information about all of our podcasts, and there's links to Baha'i websites and some other great Baha'i podcasts. If you want to talk to a human on the phone, call 1-800-22-UNITE. Or in Florida, call 850-543-2129. To leave us a voicemail toll-free, call 866-590-4545. And finally, you can email us at panhandlebaha'is@aol.com. Thanks for listening.